Well, Ian, this is a big challenge for anyone. Marathons are never easy, but Dubai Marathon, I suppose, it's flat, but it gets hot out here. So as a second marathon, are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I enjoyed the first one a great deal. It was very different to what you expect. You know, 2 or 3 hours into the race, yeah, it starts getting really hot, but the atmosphere is great. It is a flat course and actually is perfect running conditions.
Now, obviously, but you've got no props already, no one in your way, really. You've just got to battle with yourself instead of some hulking rugby player.
Yeah, that's correct, but I kind of put obstacles in my mind, basically, so I can run at people, try and keep me going, basically.
Now, but more importantly, you are doing it for a cause that is close to your heart. Why have you particularly taken on, as I say, TigerAwareness.co.uk is your charity? Why?
Because last year I did the marathon and I didn't actually do it for a charity, and I've looked into it and I was quite surprised about the situation with tigers. I mean, you can buy tigers on the black market, but at the same time, they're the most endangered animal in the world. There's only 3,000 left in the wild, and basically within 10 years they're going to become extinct. That's why I've chosen this particular charity.
And I'd hear in the Middle East, I mean, obviously there are a huge expatriate community and also from that part of the world. So presume you get to talk to people and are aware of the impact, should we lose a tiger, and what it has on a local community.
Absolutely. I think, to be honest, most people aren't aware about how endangered the tiger is. Being in this part of the community, a large proportion of the wild tigers were in India. The problem isn't really poaching, the problem is local government and governments wanting to cut down rainforests and the education with people. There seems to be an element of brainwashing, and that's what the problem is. And Tiger Awareness goes in there and it educates local people about the value of the tiger and the potential financial benefits of tiger conservation and reserves.
So for you, we've got a lot, well, that will get you through it, but are you hoping to beat your time of last year? Is that a goal?
Number one, I'm hoping to get around the course this time, but obviously, yeah, I'm hoping to beat my time last year, definitely. Yeah.
And how easy is it to train around here? Because Dubai is a bustling city with teeming with cars and everything. Is it an easy place to run long distances when they don't set it up for a marathon?
It's actually very difficult, as you say, running around here. But in actual fact, I run at night around 6-7 o'clock, and the temperature's perfect. The pavements sometimes are nondescript, but yeah, you can get around. In the summer, obviously, it's impossible, and you have to train indoors on the treadmill when it's 50 degrees out here.
Well, look forward to seeing you after the race, and hopefully, you've beaten your 4 hours 20. And more importantly, have you got an idea of the target of money you hope to raise?
Well, I'm hoping to raise about £5,000 in total, so that's what I'm hoping for.